You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Childlikeness, in distinction from childishness, is very attractive in people of any age.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Greatness, raise us to the high level of genuine humility, where we can say, we are sorry. We are sorry, and please forgive us. In all your grace, give us confidence in your forgiveness for the sake of your Son, Jesus, that we may repent of our sins and be saved by your kindness. Have a heart, O God, for the children, and make us all like children again, with confidence in you as our dear Father. In the name of Jesus, your Son and our Savior, we pray. Amen. I am the greatest, says someone. Next year it will be someone else who will be saying, I am the greatest. The following year it will be someone else again. One has to admire the grit and determination with which some people struggle to be the greatest. It never ceases to amaze me how hard people will work or the lengths to which they will go, deceiving themselves every step of the way into thinking that they are the greatest. The disciples of our Lord were just like other people. Each wanted to be the greatest. Some of them thought, because they were his disciples, that they ought to be given special consideration above other people. One day they came to him with the question, which of us will be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Jesus answered them, as he often did, with an ordinary example that everybody can understand. Not everybody may appreciate it, but everybody can understand it. He saw a small child standing nearby, and he said to the little fellow, come over here. He took the boy by the hand and led him right into the middle of the whole group. Then he said, Amen, I say to you. Unless you are turned about, changed, and become as little children, you will most certainly not even enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself to become even like this child, that person will be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one such child like this in my name, he receives me. The year 1979 has been designated the year of the child. It will probably become a great big blowout with a lot of sentimentality about children, but very little attention to the real needs of children. Special years get to be like that. A lot of talk and some action, a good deal of which feathers somebody's nest, but does little good for the people who are supposedly the object of attention. Jesus Christ said, every year is the year of the child. Every day is the day of the child. Amen, I say to you. Unless you are turned about and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. The quality that he singled out, especially in children, was humility. A lot of children don't have much humility, but that is because they are aping their elders. Children look cute to some people, when they ape adults. There's probably nothing so sickening as the arrogance of a child trying to copy the arrogance of the older generation, pretending to know or even being taught to act as if he knows what can be learned only through long experience. There's probably nothing so beautiful as the expectation of a child, a real child, at Christmas time or on his birthday. Even then, his attitudes can become infected with those of the adult world around him, a kind of harbinger of things to come. The Lord looked at children positively. He saw in them something that is very great, not the childishness of immature adults, but the childlikeness of real children. By the way, that looks just as good in adults as it does in children. It is a great quality that goes very well with maturity, just as you see it in children when they are growing up. Childlikeness is positive, lovable, and attractive. Children can be admired for the way in which they trust others, for their eagerness to learn, for their confidence in hope, for the easy way in which they forgive one another and make up, for their almost bottomless capacity to love and be loved. Even that is not perfect by any means, because children are human beings too. But there's something there which reminds us of what real humanity is like when it is humanity fresh from the hand of God. All of the qualities of childlikeness grow out in a great basic virtue, the virtue of humility. Christ calls his people to be like that. If they are not like that, he says, they will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Isn't it too bad that not everything about children is praiseworthy? Children can be childish too, as well as childlike. Childishness is no virtue. Paul wrote, "When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I thought as a child, I reasoned as a child. But when I became an adult, I gave up childish ways." We cannot make idols of our children. I've known parents who adored their children and absolutely corrupted them. A child can't take that kind of stuff. Eventually, he comes to believe that he is someone to be adored. That's just about the worst state any human being could ever be in. Children can be selfish. They can be stubborn. They can lack self-control. Children have been known to throw tantrums, just as adults do, sometimes in a little different way. We can't wait for them to outgrow these childish traits. Children need to be corrected. Pride gets hold of them and turns them into little monsters, engaged in just the opposite of what Jesus saw as a virtue worth imitating. But Jesus was talking not just about children. He was talking about all of us. He was talking about children as they generally are, and also about adults as they generally are. Children generally have no choice except to be humble. Children are pretty dependent upon adults who run the world. Children are very conscious of this situation, compelled to recognize that there are other people to whom they must look up. If he ever thought about it, a child would have to realize that he could not exist, even for a brief time, without the care and consideration of others who provide for him day by day. Children of God have to come to the same recognition. It's one of the things adults have to see before they become what Jesus Christ said they have to be in order to enter the kingdom of heaven. Arrogant people look, or they talk and act, as if they can get along entirely without God. They can do anything they want to do without dependence on anyone or anything at all. It's one of those little self-deceptions with which people live all the time. What makes so many people small-minded and bitter-hearted? This is what makes life so empty and meaningless for so many. If you should happen to see yourself in any of this, even a little bit of yourself, listen to what the Lord says. "Amen, I say to you, if you are not turned about and are not changed and become as little children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven." That turning about, that changing, is often called repentance in the scriptures. It is what people do not like to do. They do not like to say, "I am sorry." They don't like to say it to one another, and they certainly don't like to say it to God. For some reason, people have to stand up to God and try to brave it out. or they take the tack of the practical atheists, acting as if God does not exist, although they know very well that he does. The greatest thing children learn from loving and providing parents is to trust. They do not get anxious about whether there will be food on the table the next day or the next week. They trust their parents. They do not question information from their parents. They believe it. They do not get panicky if father lifts them up in the air, maybe even if he throws them up in the air. They've learned that being carried about by their parents is a perfect, trusting relationship, and they enjoy it. Small children, like the one the Lord was talking about, cry for one reason or another. Picking them up does a lot of good. Children trust their parents. Children of God trust their Heavenly Father. They know he will provide. They accept what he tells them as the truth. They believe it when he says he will bear them up in his hands. They have confidence that he will carry them through the difficult places. With this confidence, people genuinely repent. They don't mind saying to such a loving father, "I am sorry." With that repentance goes faith, beautiful, trusting, and confident faith that God is really a father. He cares, protects, and does what a father does best. He forgives. Jesus Christ said he had come to disclose the Father, his Father, to the world. "Believe in me," said Jesus Christ, "and believe in my Father. See me, and you see my Father. Trust in me, and the Father will give you everything he has to give. The best of the Father's giving is his forgiveness." Adults find it hard to believe that God can forgive. Everyone can believe that God can forgive, but adults find it more difficult to believe. Forgiveness is something people talk about, but seldom extend. Forgiveness is the heart and soul of God our Father. So said Jesus Christ. And so did Jesus Christ. That was the reason for his death. He died on a cross, not for himself, but for all the rest of us. He became one of us and died for us, for all of our sins and for our sins alone. For his sake, because he died for us, God his Father and our Father too forgives. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the way of salvation for every last one of us. It is salvation for you. Only in humility will people like you and me ever accept forgiveness, even from God. Children need to be corrected, but the greatest influence on their lives, lasting for years and years, is the forgiveness of a loving father or mother. It influences all their actions for long years to come. Many children have been saved from all kinds of mistakes by the forgiveness of their parents. They wouldn't for all the world want to injure or offend their parents again. They've found out what forgiveness means, and it makes all the difference in their whole lives. That's the way of children. It is childlikeness which is most attractive in people of any age. Children do not fret a great deal over the past. They know they made a mistake, and they've been forgiven. They go on to the future. That is the way St. Paul said he learned to live when he came to know Jesus Christ. "I forget those things which are behind, and I press forward toward the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Paul's eyes were on the future. Children do not fret a great deal over the future. They have learned that things will come out all right with the love that surrounds them. With humility, they accept the past, which is forgiven, and the future, which they are confident is being worked out, with love. That's real life. When you have learned that God forgives the past and that he works out the future with love. If a child cannot lift a heavy load, he appeals to his father for help. If he gets sick, he knows that father and mother will care. Children of God look to their Heavenly Father. They appeal to their Heavenly Father. They know their father will care and he will cure. They have what Martin Luther called all that we need to support this body and life for the love of a father who cares. We all need God. We all have God in Jesus Christ. He's one of us, and he's one with us. He is God for us. He died for all, that all who live by faith in God may not live to themselves alone, but to him who for their sakes died and rose again. That's real life. Humility accepts the need for growth, because growth is a part of life. If we stand still, we are not growing. People who are withering are not growing. You can wither physically, but there's no reason for you to wither in your soul. There is a time for growing for everybody, for children and for older people too. Children of God grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. They get wisdom and understanding as they grow in faith and love, which are in Christ Jesus. It's not just a nice thing. It is necessary. It's not only necessary to be like children, but to have a heart for children. Whoever then humbles himself as this little child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one little child like this in my name, he receives me. You can always tell a real man. He has a heart for children. The fact is that any real man in Christ Jesus has got a quality of his own which can fairly be described as childlikeness. He may look stupid to some people, but he is wise with the wisdom of God himself. He's wise enough to know that the children of his day are not just the people of tomorrow. The children of today are the people of today. The people of today are the ones who accept forgiveness from God and are ready to extend forgiveness to others in the name of Jesus. If anyone has something against anybody else, let him forgive, as God, for the sake of Christ, forgives all of us. That's childlikeness, without which, Jesus said, nobody is going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. It is a quality which reaches out and touches the lives of other people, even the lives of children, a quality of heart and soul that makes life a thing of beauty. Whoever receives such a little child as this in my name, he receives me, said Jesus. When you've received him, you have something to give. This could become the year of the child, with the touch of God upon it. If parents firmly discipline the childishness of their children and warmly encourage the childlikeness of their children, where children are not afraid to express themselves with childlike repentance toward God because they trust in God and have learned to trust in him from older people who themselves have that childlike quality of being able to say to God, I am sorry, because they trust in God that he really forgives. It's a great quality for anybody. It's a great quality with which to live. Amen, I say to you, if you are not turned about and do not change your ways, if you do not turn away from yourself and turn to God, if you think you need no forgiveness and refuse to accept the forgiveness God gives, if you go on in that adult and uncaring way of yours without consideration for anybody, including children, oh man or woman, I say to you, if that's your way, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. The Lord Jesus said that. But, and it is a tremendous but, if you humble yourself as this little child, you will find what makes for greatness in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever will be the greatest, let him be as a child, with a childlike heart. Whoever receives one little child like this one, in my name, with love for me and confidence in my Father, he receives me. It is a call to greatness. It is the call of Jesus Christ himself to greatness. Amen.